Hopevale. Hopevale is a small township located on Googo, Yima in the country in far north Queensland. Home to 13 clan groups of the Googo, Yimtha, Wurra Nation, the township is 46 kilometres northwest of Gungdar, Cooktown on the Cape York Peninsula. Nestled in a valley, Hopevale is surrounded by tropical bushland, mountain ranges and coastal plains. In 2019, Magpie Goose collaborated with the Hopevale Arts and Culture Centre. Six artists participated in a workshop with printmaker Bobby Rubin, and the resulting designs became part of the Hopevale collection. The incredible stories behind these designs speak to ancestral knowledge, childhood memories, forced displacement, and mission life. This display includes three garments, three photographs of models wearing garments, and a painting measuring 2.65 metres high by 3 metres wide and 50 centimetres deep. There is also a printed fabric drop pinned against the wall. The first garment features a design called Bulgunwara Sacred Lake by artist Madge Bowen, who was born in Yarrabah, Queensland. The garment is hanging on the left-hand side of the display. It is a one-piece jumpsuit with spaghetti straps and a fitted top which continues down into long trousers. The design is of a landscape with a pink lake and large mountain in colours of green and blue. The pink lake is positioned across the torso and thighs. In front of the lake, on each thigh, are loosely drawn trees with green trunks and blue fronds. Next to one of the trees are two outlines of birds facing each other. Behind the lake is a large, sloping mountain in dark green. In front of the scene is pale green grass, scattered with various details of shrubbery, rocks and long grass. Madge Bowen says, "This design depicts my mother's country of Bulgunwara. Bulgunwara stretches from the south of Gunda Cooktown up to Leggett's Crossing, a branch of the Endeavour River. This is the place of my ancestors. My mother and her brothers were taken from this country as part of the Stolen Generation. The white police came in and took them, the boys to Cape Bedford, my mum to Yarrabah. My mother's brother, who is also from this country, tells me a lot of dreaming stories about this place. In this design, there's a big mountain and a lake. This is the northern boundary of Bulgunwara." Madge Bowen's mother, Myrtle's language is Western Gugu Yunglungji, and her country is Bulgunwara, King's Plain, south of Gundar, Cooktown. Her father Nolan's country is up around Maytown, north of Laura. Madge's parents were both part of the Stolen Generation and taken to Yarrabah Mission. After her mother died, Madge was sent to Hopevale to live with her mother's brothers. Later in life, after many years of working at the local school, she became involved with the Arts Centre. The second garment features a design called Family Washing by artist Wanda Gibson, a Ngunyawarra woman of the Gugu Yimithi people on her mother's side. Her father is Yithuwarra man and his country is around Cape Melville. The garment is hanging in the centre of the top of the display. It is a pair of trousers with a thin waistband. It is made of a cotton linen blend with a screen printed design. There are hidden fastening buttons on the hip on the right hand side. There are several black hand drawn washing lines spread out horizontally across the legs with articles of clothing hanging from them. Garments on the washing line include a blue t-shirt with green circles, a pink dress with a blue floral print, yellow pants, and a green dress with a vertical yellow line on each side of the garment. Amongst the hanging clothes and washing lines are drawings of magpie geese and people wearing small replicas of the clothes found on the line. The background alternates between wide, white, and pale pink horizontal stripes. Wanda Gibson says, "My design takes me back to my childhood when we used to go to the beach for holiday every year. We only got 2 weeks holiday from mission life. It would take us 2 weeks to walk to the beach. It's 45 kilometres, so if we left at 6 a.m. on the first day, we'd arrive by 6 p.m. the second day. We had to carry everything, food, blankets, clothes, so we could only take three dresses, one to wash, one to wear and one spare. We'd build a humpy down there to sleep under. When we had to do our washing, we'd roll a 44-gallon drum down to the creek, boil water in the drum, hang it up and wait for it to dry. I drew the style of dresses the Lutheran Church used to give us for Christmas. At Christmas time, we would receive second-hand dresses or pants, a jacket maybe, and a few toys. We used to look forward to our new clothes." The third garment features a design called Yaran, meaning wattle flower, by artist Gertie Dirrell, a Dingal Wurra artist belonging to the Guyu Yimitha people. The garment is hanging on the right-hand side of the display. It is a sleeveless dress with a rounded neck. The linen dress is bright blue with large beige buttons running vertically from top to bottom down the front and has built-in pockets on both the left and right hip. The design of the screen print is a pattern of wattle flowers and leaves and lines of pink. The design continues across the entirety of the dress. The branches of the wattle tree travel upwards with sprouting leaves and seed pods. One such pod is a large oval shape with smaller oval-shaped seeds shown within, with thin, wispy petals coming out in every direction around the pod. These pods vary in size across the entire garment. Gertie Dirrell says, "Different signs in the bush tell you the different seasons of the year, what things you can touch, what you can use and what you can eat. When you see that the wattle is in bloom, you know that the seafoods are ready to go. The crabs and the prawns are fully grown and ready to catch. The fish, sea urchin, oysters, even the turtle are fat and really yummy. I don't know what time of year it is, but we just look at the wattle in bloom, then we know. Our grandfathers and grandmothers didn't know the month of the year, they'd just look at the flowers." Gertie Dirrell was born in Warrabinda after her family was forcibly moved there from Cape Bedford Mission. Her family returned to Hopeville when she was 4, and she has lived there ever since.